I found you! I know what you did! I found you! You thought you could run away from me to fear! And nobody would find you! I found you!
God's sake, let me call the police!
No!
No!
Lisa!
No!
You're gonna be stuck there a long time now! Cause I found you! And if you think I'm just gonna walk away!
Right, sir! Put that down!
No! No, this is for self-defenses! This is smoking around, no!
Hold the brick down, I'm gonna have to arrest you!
Me? What are you arresting me for? She's the one who done it! She's the killer! You ask her! Ask her about Gary!
Ian Copsey. DCI John Stone. You want to report a murder?
What's the time?
10.
Oh, no, no way, no. You're too late, mate. She'll have done another runner. I needed you last night.
What, when you were completely bladdered after causing criminal damage to Carol Gerrity's house? You're in luck. They're not pressing charges.
Right, right. And why's that? A bit suspicious, yeah? See what I'm saying?
No, not really. From the beginning, please.
Oh, I've already told them about 20 times.
Come on, get on with it. I'm supposed to be visiting my sick mother.
Oh, trust me to get the comedian.
No, I really am supposed to be visiting my sick mother.
Well, go on, get lost then.
Gary Thorpe. Ex-Corporal Royal Derbyshire Fusiliers. Suicide. The inquest was 3 months ago. In Nottingham.
Yeah, well, they never talked to me, did they?
Why should they?
Because I was his mate. C Company, Basra. 2 years on and off. Till he got whacked with that IED.
So why didn't you say anything at the time?
I was in hospital, wasn't I? Psychiatric.
And?
He sent me a card. A sort of get-well card. He said he was going to come and see me. But he never showed.
Because he killed himself.
Oh, this is Gary Thorpe we're talking about. The same guy who had his legs blown off trying to get a six-year-old Iraqi girl to an army field hospital. He saved my life twice. You want a bloody list? Gary's not going to promise something and then go and top himself. He's just not going to do it, OK?
Ian, I'm sorry your mate blew you out, but it's not exactly going to set the CPS on fire.
I didn't even know he died.
What, you didn't phone, text?
Look at me, you numpty! Do I look like I've got a chuffing iPhone?
Go on.
2 months later... I've got an head full of electricity and pills. I'm out of hospital. I go down to Nottingham to tell him he's a bastard for not coming when he said. Next thing, this bird that I've never seen before opens the door, telling me Gary's topped himself. Lisa's done a moonlight, and if I see her, there's a stack of bills and stuff, and can I give them to her? It takes me 3 weeks to track her down. She's changed her name back to Gerrity. She's moved to Manchester with her sister.
I still don't get the bit when I'm supposed to believe that she actually killed Mr. Thorpe.
She wants me dead.
What?
That's what he wrote in the letter. She wants me dead.
Mike, Sue, anything else on Gary Thorpe?
What's MID and QCB?
Mentioned in dispatches and Queen's Commendation for Bravery.
Yeah, well, he was both of those. The first one twice.
What for? Apart from the little girl?
Doesn't say.
Something we'd fill our pants doing.
Lest we forget.
I've put a call in with Knotts, but it was quicker to pull up the court reports online. Massive heroin OD. Thorpe was a known user. Probably a mix of post-traumatic stress and a bit of self-medication. You know, pain management from his amputations.
He was found by a neighbour, Jason Duggan.
Was there a note?
To the wife, yeah. I'm so sorry, please forgive me. The coroner said some stuff, the price of bravery, neglect of a hero, that sort of thing.
Open and shut suicide.
Still, can't ignore it.
Yes, we can.
Gary Thorpe's card. She wants me dead.
Did it say why?
Apparently not.
Apparently?
Copsy lost the card in the psych ward.
Seriously, boss. I'm sorry for him and everything, and I don't blame him for wanting a bit more than some cheesy twaddle off the coroner, but the guy's a flake.
Maybe. We'll get a better idea once you've spoken to Lisa Thorpe.
Geraghty. She went back to her maiden name.
Exactly.
Boss, I don't have the time.
It's okay. Me and Sue will take it.
I thought he was supposed to be off today.
I'll talk to him.
Good luck.
Seriously, boss, I can take this. I mean, if we're just talking a few routine questions.
It's fine.
You were going to take the morning off.
Yeah. Well, I changed my mind.
And what about your mum? I thought you said she had an infection.
I'll go tonight. She doesn't know who I am anyway. So it's not like it makes a difference.
Presume it's the one with the boarded up window.
Number 42.
Hello, looking for me?
Carol Geraghty.
Sorry, I've just finished a shift. Old handover took forever.
DCI John Stone, this is DS Sue Kelly.
Hi.
I told the officer last night, we don't want to press charges.
We just need to have a few words with your sister. Is she at home?
Please tell me you're not taking that Copsy bloke seriously.
We have to check a few details, that's all.
According to Gary, Ian Copsy was always a bit of a loose cannon, even before he saw any serious combat.
Are you going to let us in?
Well, I'd rather not. Lisa didn't get much sleep. I'll get her to ring you, OK?
What's going on?
It's nothing. I'm dealing with it.
Lisa Geraghty?
Go on, go back to bed.
For God's sake, I'm not an invalid. Sorry, yeah, do you want to come in?
Go through to the back. There's still glass.
Thanks. How many months, if you don't mind me asking?
6.
Gary didn't know.
Carol, don't.
None of us did.
Could you go make a cup of tea or something?
Anyone?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'll have one. 2 sugars.
Okay.
What's Ian said?
You know Mr. Copsy well?
We hadn't seen him for a while. He's like a bit high maintenance. Anyway, Gary's sort of cut himself off from his old mates. His army mates.
Did you know Gary had arranged to visit Mr. Copsy in hospital? He'd made a date for the week after he died.
No.
There's no easy way of putting this. Can you think of any reason why he would accuse you of murdering your husband?
We know it's a tough question.
Then leave her alone. Can't you see she's trying to forget about all of that? This is supposed to be a new beginning. Why do you think we got away from that place?
Don't seem to be any pictures of your husband, Lisa. It's a bit more than just moving away, isn't it?
That's none of your business.
Shut up, Carol! Just shut up! He's right, I did. I killed him.
I want you to go.
I can't do that. Might be best if your sister got dressed.
No, you bloody idiot. She doesn't mean she actually killed him.
What do you mean then, Lisa? Can you tell us?
I tried and I tried. I swear to you that I tried, but I couldn't get through to him. I had to get out.
Take your time.
Gary had a problem with drink and drugs. Depression. We all underestimated
him. It was just to give him a chance to get his head together. I was going to go back. Of course I was. And then the police came round the next morning. They said... They told me... He was all alone.
He'd threatened to kill himself before. Lots of times. No one thought he'd actually do it.
I have to ask one more thing. Why the name change?
Because I failed him. Because I wasn't his wife when he needed me. Because I don't deserve to be Mrs. Thorpe.
Happy now?
I'll let Nottinghamshire know.
Play it down. We don't want them narked at us for stepping on their case or hassling Lisa, okay?
Oi, Stone, you nicked her yet? Hey, don't just walk away from me.
We made some inquiries. I can't see any reason to question the coroner's original verdict.
Oh, don't tell me. She turned on the tears and you bunch of clowns started passing to the Yankees. Don't think I'm letting this go.
Listen, Ian. I'm sorry your mate died. I'm sorry life's bad for you right now. But you're not going to fix either of those by harassing a pregnant woman, OK?
Pregnant? You've got to be joking. She didn't wait long.
No, she's not with anyone else. It's Gary's. That's good, isn't it?
You mean she was pregnant before Gary died?
That's usually the way it works.
No! No, 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 no!
Calm down.
Don't you know nothing?
You've got a choice, Mr. Cox.
When the IED went off, it didn't just take out Gary's legs. Know what I mean? He couldn't have kids.
What?
Excuse me. Hi, love, what is it?
Do you want me to draw you the diagram?
Shut up a second.
Yeah, that's it. Sit on the evidence.
I said shut it! Sorry, Kat. Say that again. When?
Boss?
Oh, God.
Where the hell have you been?
I only just spoke to Kat.
That's not what I mean.
I'm in the middle of an investigation. A really crucial stage.
We moved Mum up here to make it easier for us both to see her. And then you can't even be bothered to show up on the day she dies.
I was going to come tonight.
You said you'd be here this morning. Your turn. That was the agreement. She was on her own, John. You bastard.
Have you rung Darren?
Voicemail. I didn't know what to say.
I'll do it.
If he's going to say stuff about Mum, I don't want to hear it.
All right. Just leave it with me. Is she still in there?
It was very quick. She wasn't in any distress, I promise you.
Thanks.
Please call me Maureen.
What happened? Exactly.
Well, as you know, she'd had a little infection.
You told me she was getting better.
Steve.
Please, you're upset. I quite understand.
I'm sorry.
She did seem a lot better, yes. One of the girls was taking Helena to the toilet. At Days of Gold, we tried to keep them as active as possible. But then, well, she collapsed. Just like that, apparently. Unconscious. As it happened, Dr. Willis was in the building, which rather lucky. He was here in seconds. But I'm afraid your mother had already passed away. I'm very sorry.
Thanks.
Did Mum say anything before?
Not as far as I know.
Thing is, she was expecting a visit.
Steve, just drop it, yeah?
Look, I'm sure she would have enjoyed your visit, but she really wasn't aware or expecting anything. The girl said she was very content this morning.
Dear Kelly.
Sue, it's me.
Oh, where are you?
On my way to Nottingham.
You're supposed to be at home. Compassionate leave.
Yeah, my brother's doing my head in. Who cares what sort of coffin we stick her in? We're just going to burn the thing. I thought I'd leave him to it. Clear my head.
Nottingham?
You said anything to Notts yet?
I was about to.
Put it on hold, yeah?
Boss?
Just for a day or two. I want to check out Gary Thorpe's old gaff. Jason Duggan.
Yeah.
DCI John Stone. Can I have a word?
No, I went for all this at the inquest, mate.
If you can take me through it again, I'd appreciate it.
What's happened? Is this something to do with Lisa?
Should it be?
No. But obviously, you know, what with her being his wife and that and...
And?
Not nothing. Look, it was suicide, all right. I found him with the syringe hanging out his arm.
What were you doing in the house?
I'd been with him the night before. Lisa had walked out on him finally. He was in a bad way, you know what I mean? Drinking too much, going on and on about her, calling her all sorts and then blaming himself. To be honest, I'd had enough of it.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, I got him home. could barely walk, you know what I mean? He couldn't even get up the stairs, not hammered like that.
Because of his prosthetic legs?
Yeah, I suppose, I don't know.
And you left him?
Yeah, on the sofa. He was still ranting on about stuff, but it looked like he was going to crash out any minute. Of course, we were worried about him. That's why I come round the next morning to check he was all right.
How did you get in?
Knocked. Shouted him. When he didn't answer, well, there's a spare key under a brick outside the kitchen door. Gary were fine about that, you know, especially if he didn't have his legs on. And then... I came in, and like I say...
The syringe was in his arm. Could have been accidental?
No. He might have used... At the inquest, pathologist, she said everyone used to drink of, what was it? An increased risk of respiratory summit.
Respiratory arrest.
Yeah, but this was such a massive dose. She reckoned it had to be deliberate.
How about dealers? I mean, this estate's a bit rough. That house over the road, it's like Fort Knox.
Mr. Hussein thinks he's in a war zone.
Maybe he is.
He's the guy that done that kid outside his ass. Crack dealer. Whacked him with a skateboard. Kid's in a wheelchair. Ahmed got 3 years.
I read about it.
Best thing to do round here is keep your head down. Truth is, I miss having Gary next door. Kids used to treat him with a bit of respect, what with him being ex-army and that.
You're not military in any way.
No way. Gary didn't talk about it. Didn't seem to have any army mates. Me and Lisa kept trying to get him to go to one of them support groups. That thing came on the telly about the amputees doing the North Pole. He's straight on the remote, bang, Britain's Got Talent with the volume up to 15. We didn't dare say it for about an hour.
You and Lisa?
Is she all right?
She's fine.
She's not in any trouble then? I mean, I can understand her wanting to get out of here, but she's changed her phone. I don't even know where she's living.
I can't tell you that, but she's fine. She's expecting a baby.
Oh, right.
6 months.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Oh, sad.
There's nothing wrong with the baby, is there?
I meant for Gary.
Yeah. God, I mean, definitely, yeah. I mean, if he'd have known, who knows?
Mike, you ever get that paperwork on Gary Thorpe?
2 secs.
John, God's sake, what are you doing here? I've had your wife on the phone and your brother, Steve, is it?
What did you tell them?
Said you'd been called to an emergency planning meeting with McCaffrey. They didn't believe me.
I saw Jason Duggan. Come on, I need that file.
Came in this morning. Ian Coxey was right. Gary had shrapnel wounds in his groin. Severe genital trauma. Not sexually functioning. Hardly likely to brighten your day.
Duggan looked like I'd stuck a rocket up him when I told him Lisa was pregnant. He went on about how sad it was for Gary, but it was pretty half-hearted.
With respect, boss, I'm not sure you should have told him that.
I don't remember her saying her pregnancy was a secret.
Anyway, what are you getting at? Lisa was having an affair with the next-door neighbour.
I'd lay money on it.
Doesn't make her a murderer. But if that was a motive for killing Gary, she'd hardly be living in Gorton with her sister.
I want to be sure before I let this go.
Is that instead of going home and sorting out your mum's funeral?
You're going to give me a lecture about bereavement.
I'll leave you to it.
Your mum's died. You'll have to deal with it at some point.
She had Alzheimer's. We didn't get on. She's dead. What's changed?
Boss.
Okay. Okay, you win.
And Gary Thorpe? Whatever went on with Lisa and the guy next door, it's not our business to go stirring it up.
I'll think about it.
If you want to take a seat, the registrar will be with you in a few minutes.
Cheers. You got the doctor's certificate?
Like you care.
Look, I'm sorry about yesterday. How was the undertaker?
You sure you're free for the funeral?
I'm here now, aren't I? I mean, I don't know why you want me doing all this stuff with you. We're only going to fight.
Actually, I could have done with you at the doctor's. Look.
What?
Cause of death.
Pneumonia? I thought they said she collapsed.
I raised that with him.
And?
Dr. Willis said it might have been a heart attack. He wasn't sure. Could have been a few different things. If he writes it off as pneumonia, then we get the body back. No hanging around for a post-mortem.
She did have an infection.
Doesn't that strike you as fishy? Doctor, practically telling me he's fiddled the death certificate. It's a bit Harold Shipman.
Shipman didn't tell the relatives, by the way, I've faked the death certificate.
I thought you could ask around. See if there's any noise about that care home.
What? That it's full of old people who die?
It's not funny, John. This is Mum we're talking about. Maybe we should demand a post-mortem.
She was 86. She didn't know who she was. What does it matter, Steve? It
matters to me.
She's well off out of it.
Not just because she had Alzheimer's.
She was lucky. If she'd been compass mentis, I'd have told her exactly what I thought of her.
Helena Stone?
That's us.
Do you want to go through?
No, you're right. I don't need you for this.
Okay, sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, you meant it, though.
I'm coming in with you. I want to.
No, you don't.
Oh. Just hang on. I need to get this.
It's fine. You take your call. I'll see you back at the house.
Steve!
Get lost!
Hi, Sue. What is it?
It's Ian Copsey.
What about him?
He's dead.
What have I missed?
Ah, asphyxiation due to vomit in the lungs. Lovely.
He was found at the back of Crub Street multi-story.
Foul play? Just a few old combat injuries, judging by the army tattoos.
Look what I found.
Gary Thorpe's card.
It was in his parka.
Why did he say he didn't have it?
Read it.
Oi, Copsey, you nutter. What you got yourself stuck in
on
now?
On the other side.
Blah, blah, blah. I think you've got problems. Things are still crap with Lisa. She says she still loves me, but I know there's something going on and it makes me want to kill her. I said I was sorry about what I did. She told the hospital she fell downstairs, but she flinches like a dog if I go near her. She hates me. She wants me dead. She could kill me and no one would blame her.
No wonder Ian didn't want us to see it.
Get onto the A&Es in Nottingham. See what you can find now.
Hospital wouldn't tell me anything. You'd have to get a court order. But there was a 3-9s to the Thorpes' house about a month before Gary's card. Woman fallen downstairs.
You checked with domestic?
The hospital didn't believe it. They called in a DV officer.
You speak to them?
Yep. Anita Campbell. Lisa refused point blank to change her story. The hospital said she was a regular.
Why isn't there anything about this in Gary's file?
You mean two departments actually talk to each other?
No, you're right. That would be ridiculous.
You haven't heard the best of it.
Go on.
When Campbell got to A&E, Lisa was having a scan. You know, portable ultrasound thing. Anyway, Anita walked in on them by accident. Lisa went nuclear, screamed at her to get out. And it was a no-win from then on.
So Lisa knew she was pregnant?
Looks like it.
Let's bring her in.
Dear Skelly.
I want to talk to her without the sister.
You're joking.
What?
We'll be right down.
What?
It's Lisa. She's in reception.
You told him I was pregnant, you utter tosser!
Lisa, love, you need to calm down and watch your language.
Get your hands off me!
Lisa, love!
If you'd asked me not to say anything...
Well, what part of moving away and changing my name and making a new start did you not understand?
If you can't calm down, then I'll...
I'm going to make a complaint about you, DCI Stone, I'm going to get you sacked!
That might have to wait until after I question you concerning the death of your husband.
What, are you completely mental?
If you refuse, then we'll have to arrest you.
Why can't you just leave me alone?
Lisa, why didn't you want Jason Duggan to know you were pregnant?
You know the answer to that. You know... You didn't have to tell him.
Let's take this somewhere private, yeah?
I tried to get rid of it. I took a couple of morning after pills. But it was too late. It didn't work. I thought about a termination. I had an appointment and everything, but... Then, well, Gary died.
He couldn't hurt you anymore.
What?
We know he abused you, Lisa.
What? No, you don't know anything.
He must have been angry about that. Frightened.
I'm not talking about it. You can't make me.
Gary said you hated him so much you wanted to kill him. Did you know that?
No.
This is what you wrote to Ian Copsey. She hates me. She wants me dead. She could kill me and no one would blame her. Lisa?
What, we had rows. Everybody has rows.
Did you threaten him?
What does it matter now anyway?
Did you say that to him?
I might have done. I don't remember. You say all sorts in a row.
You attended A&E on at least two occasions.
Oh, but that is none of your business.
But you always went back to Gary.
You sound like my sister.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. Abuse isn't just about physical violence. It's about control.
I loved him. Don't you understand? I loved him.
A man who beats you up so badly you end up in casualty 2, 3, 4 times.
That wasn't Gary.
Lisa.
No, the day after I met him, he blew his mates out from the unit to come and see bloody Spice World with me. It's the rankest film I'd ever seen, but he still pretended to enjoy it. One of them kept going on about him being ginger spice. Knob. But something really pathetic. He wouldn't leave it, and Gary kicked off, sure, ended up nutting him, but he would never hit a woman. No way, not then, not until...
So you admit he did hurt you, after he was injured? Well, that's good, Lisa, that's the first step.
It was my fault, okay, just shut up, shut up about that.
That's how abuse works, Lisa. The victim is made to feel that she deserves it, that she's worthless, but it's not true.
You can't keep turning that much fear and hate and anger back on yourself. Sooner or later it's going to blow.
No, no, you know what his injuries were. The other injuries. I promised Garrett I'd be faithful. I said there was loads of other stuff we could do. Other things. Like sex things. It didn't matter to me. I meant it. And I tried. I really tried. But it was like the more I said it, the less he believed me. Like I was making it worse. Like just by saying it, I was telling him that he wasn't a proper man. That's why he never wanted to see any of the lads, you know, from the regiment. I mean... There's loads of stuff for veterans these days, but he couldn't. He couldn't. He'd go nuts if I even run one of our old mates.
What about Ian Copsey?
Oh, Gary only kept up with Ian because he was in a worse state than him. Look, Gary was drinking. He was doing the drugs. Not that it made any difference. He didn't get much of an eye off him because of the nerve damage, the pain and stuff. But when he was off his head, that's when it got really bad. He was going on and on about how I wanted a real man and that I had to be getting it from somewhere and I wasn't. I didn't. Not for ages.
You had an affair with Jason.
No, it was one night, I swear to you.
And Gary found out?
No. No, Jason was his best mate. If I'd have told Gary, he'd have killed him. I had to lie. I didn't have a choice. But he went on at me and on at me and he said he could smell it on me and he was right.
He could have killed you. You must have known it was only a matter of time, unless you did something.
Well, Carol wanted me to leave. Banging on about it was bad at Gary sometimes.
But you did leave. The night that he died, what happened, Lisa? Did he attack you again?
After the last time at the hospital, it was okay for a couple of weeks. I'd broke my wrist, a few ribs, but they were getting better.
You were lucky not to lose the baby.
Okay.
How did you feel when you saw the scan?
What scan?
We know you had a scan in A&E.
What? I didn't look.
Little heart beating. It changes things.
God, have you never heard of a woman's right to choose?
Between your child or a man who was so violent he could have killed you? What kind of choice is that?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't understand.
So when was the appointment?
What?
For the termination.
I don't remember.
It was before Gary died, wasn't it? Must have been.
I don't remember.
You didn't go, did you? You chose the baby. But you knew Gary would kill you both if he found out. It was you or him?
No, it wasn't like that.
What was it like, Lisa?
When I got back from the hospital, it was different. I was sleeping in the box room. He didn't kick up about it or anything. We hardly spoke. Some ways it was worse, like he knew that I wasn't going to take it any longer. That I didn't love him anymore. That morning, he woke me up.
Lisa?
What?
Lisa.
What? What is it, Gary?
If you leave me, I will kill myself.
So I just got up, got dressed, packed my things and went to Carol's. She was still living in Nottingham then.
Carol said Gary was always threatening to kill himself.
Yeah, well, she lied to protect me.
He only said it that once. And he meant it. I knew he meant it. When the police came round the next morning, for the first thing I thought was, thank God.
What about Jason? It's his kid. You could be together now.
I told you. It's a new start. It's not going to happen.
Why not?
Gary was a hero. Fighting a stupid war that no one understood. And he saved a little girl and he lost everything. I'm not going to be the one to tell the world that he was a drunk and a wife beater and that I shagged his best mate because he had his bits blown to pieces and that I practically told him to kill himself. I can't tell his mum or his sister, please don't make me.
You believe it, boss?
Yeah, I do. Close it down.
Today, we're gathered to celebrate in death the life of Helena Valerie Stone. Much love, mother, to John, Stephen, and Dan, and adored grandmother to Alice.
Kat's taken the others back to the house.
I was really hoping Darren would come. You know, turn up at the last minute like on the telly.
Yeah, well, he didn't.
Thought there might be a few more.
It's not like she knew anyone.
Who were those?
I think the Krems sent them in to pad out the congregation.
No, they're from Days of Gold. Think we should invite them back?
Those sandwiches aren't going to eat themselves.
You don't mean it, John. You don't mean any of this. If I thought you did, I'd smack you one. Hi, Mrs. Clifford.
God, I need a cigarette.
Mr. Stone.
You don't have a ciggy, do you?
What?
Doesn't matter.
Valeria Kabulski, I look after your mother.
Right. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
I like her.
Good.
I joke her. You are Valerie, I am Valeria.
It was only a middle name.
I am very sorry. It is my fault.
No!
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. I don't think I understand you.
She's much better. Much better. I take her to the toilet, then she fall. I call Mrs. Clifford. She said, get Dr. Willis. He's upstairs.
I know.
No, please, listen.
It's all right.
Look, I start to run. She called Mrs. Clifford. She called, Valeria, slow down. No need to hurry. No need. No hurry. When I get back with doctor, she is dead. Every day, I wake up. I think, perhaps if I go faster. Perhaps if I go faster.
She died very quickly. It's not your fault.
She is breathing when I leave. Just a little, but she is breathing.
Really, Valeria, I don't think it would have made any difference.
I go.
Okay, bye.
I like her. You're just like her. The same.
Looks like you've pulled.
I hope Valeria wasn't making a nuisance of herself.
No, she's very interesting.
The things she comes out with, mad as a hatter.
She seems very caring.
Good. It was a lovely service, wasn't it?
Sadly, Mrs. Clifford can't bring Mum's friends back to the house.
If we'd known that, well, lunchtime beckons.
A shame.
We're all terribly sad. Helena will be greatly missed by everyone. All right. Well, time to round up the herd. Goodbye. And God bless.
What was all that about?
What?
That woman. She was talking to you about Mum, wasn't she?
Yeah. They had the same name. Funny.
Boss, how was the funeral?
It was a funeral.
Didn't think you'd be back till tomorrow.
If anyone starts in that space to grieve stuff.
Did I say anything?
I'm wearing black. Okay.
Something came in you might want to see. Ahmed Hussein, mean anything to you?
Familiar.
He was that guy in Nottingham, have-a-go hero with the skateboard.
Lives over the road from Gary Thorpe's old house. Mm-hmm. Place like Alcatraz, 3 years for ABH.
He's out on appeal.
VHS.
You don't see many of these days. This from your CCTV?
He tries to get it for the original investigating team, but they're trying to nail him for an ABH and paint him as a local vigilante nut job.
He's got more cameras than Big Brother.
Well, they won't give him the time of day, so he sits on it.
Then he's inside, not feeling exactly community-spirited.
But he gets out, and Jason Duggan tells him, "You've been nosing around." He's queued it up for us. It's the night Gary died.
11:34. What am I looking at?
The camera's on Hussein's drive, but it's wide angle. 1 second time lapse. That's Gary's house up there in the corner. That's the edge of his living room window.
Got you.
Okay. See that movement there? Light goes on. I'm thinking that's Jason bringing Gary home after the pub.
Okay. Move it on.
Okay. Jason leaves. He goes next door. Light's still on at Gary's.
11:52. Light goes out.
So he's definitely still alive. Then nothing for a bit.
Okay, stop.
1:17.
Okay. Headlights. Oh, it's out of shot.
Be patient, boss. They've stopped outside Gary's house. Look. There. The headlights are reflected in the window.
Someone go into the door. Light on.
They must have a key. Narrows it down.
There was one under a brick outside the door.
Fast forward. 5 minutes or so. Whoa, 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 whoa. There we go. They're out again. Go to the car, see? In the reflection.
Just.
Back into the house. 2 minutes. Then they're out. Car drives off.
Freeze it.
Boss?
Fiat Punto.
I've asked for an enhancement. Think I can get a partial.
It's academic. We've seen that Fiat Punto before.
Yep. And the nurse's uniform.
Looks like we timed it well.
She's got a case.
Doing a runner.
I think Jason tipped him off.
Let's go. Carol Geraghty.
Get in the back. You can lie down.
Oh, I'm frightened.
Carol, we need to talk to you.
For God's sake! Why can't you just leave us alone?
There's no point trying to run away again.
What?
We need you to come with us.
We're not
now,
running
please.
Away. She's in labour. It's premature.
Boss?
That's her waters.
Call an ambulance.
Right.
I'm driving her. Okay?
I can't let you do that.
What's going on?
We're going to hospital.
Gorton. Woman in labour.
I don't think so.
What are you doing?
If I could let you go with your sister to the hospital, believe me, I would. But you know that I can't.
Give me my keys.
Well, I don't understand.
How often are the contractions, Lisa?
7, 8 minutes.
Should be okay for the ambulance.
You'll have to drag me out.
Carol, please, this isn't making things any better.
Get away from
what
me.
What are you afraid of, Carol?
I'm not answering your questions.
Oh, Carol Geraghty, I'm arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Gary Thorpe.
What were you talking about? Stop.
Do not have to say anything.
I told you
but
everything.
It may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something which you later rely on in court.
We'll wait till the ambulance gets here.
Carol, say something. They've arrested you.
It's a mistake. I told them what happened. I promise.
I'm sorry, Lisa, but we've got some new information.
What new information?
We can't tell you that right now.
CCTV.
Carol?
Just... let me go to the hospital.
What, CCTV?
I don't know.
What have you done?
Nothing.
No, no.
It was what he was going to do anyway. You told
no.
me. Don't look at me like that.
Please, tell me it isn't true.
Come with us to the hospital. I just need to be with her, please.
Why won't you tell me it isn't true, Carol? Tell me it isn't true.
I love you so much.
Don't touch me.
Lisa.
You let me think. How could you do that?
I think you should come away now. DS Kelly.
Step out the car, please. Come on.
I love you, Lisa.
Murderer.
From a shift. Didn't want to leave Lisa on her own, but she'd gone to sleep. I stopped off on my way to the hospital. I was just going to talk to him, shout at him, I don't know. He was lying on the sofa, snoring. The gear was on the coffee table and the letter. Dear Lisa, I am so sorry, please forgive me. He must have fallen asleep writing it. Suddenly, it seemed very simple. I went out to the car, got a pair of surgical gloves, loaded up the syringe. He was in so much pain. And I could end it. His pain. Lisa's pain. This way, no one need ever know. He'd still be a hero, a tragic hero. He's lost that now. And Lisa's lost everything.
You think that's my fault?
Yes.
Boss?
Carol Geraghty, I'm charging you with the murder of Gary Thorpe.
Hey, boss. Some of us are going to the navigation.
Uh-huh.
Lisa had her baby. Little boy.
Don't tell me. She called it Gary.
No. Didier.
Poor little sod.
She was talking rubbish, you know.
Who?
Carol Geraghty.
Yep, I know.
Murder's murder.
Definitely.
I mean, whatever you think of that war, we don't send them out there to be shot like horses when they come back broken. Sorry.
No, you're right. You go on ahead. Get me a pint in, yeah?
Days of Gold.
What?
Website.
Oh, it's the place where my mum...
Looks nice.
Yeah. It's got a good reputation.
Boss, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
You don't need to feel guilty.
Why would I feel guilty?
Sorry,
I feel... relieved.
With respect, boss, you don't sound too sure.
You know what the worst thing is, Sue?
What?
We went through a lot when we were kids. I told you about it, didn't I?
She walked out on you, something.
Yeah. It was bad. Really bad. I've been racked off with her ever since.
But now she's dead.
I'm even more racked off. It's like all that anger. It was all for nothing. I feel cheated.
That's grief. Pain doesn't end when people die.
You read too many magazines, D.S. Kelly.
That's sexist, sir.
I know, but it's true. Come on, let's get down to some serious pain management.
I'll get the first one.
It was my mother's funeral, not my birthday.